This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Tommy Wirtz in the house. And Mason Crosby. Hi, Mace.
What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling better now. I feel more awake. Yeah, I feel like that was a great first hour.
Who popped in during the first hour? Was it Nolan or was it Molly?
It was Nolan. He was asking about his phone.
No, you can't have your phone, bro. You told him to get it. You lost your phone.
Yep, get out of here.
Did he lose his phone?
He loses it at least once a week. So,
gosh. What a scrub.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing. Yeah, that's all he has.
What does he lose his phone for?
Either just like, not doing what he needed to do in school, his process is there, disrespect, just kind of not doing the stuff he needs to be doing around the house. So, and then the girls got home as well. They all came to the door and made sure that saw that, made their presence.
Got to have some sort of strict authority figure because they're never at school to get that anyway. So
if Nolan.
Exactly. I don't rely on that. I'm the authority. Like they don't need the teachers are there to to educate them,
from school.
If Nolan, give them time off.
If Nolan went and emptied the dishwasher right now, could he earn his phone back?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes.
That's a big one in our house.
No, those are like expected things. Like we have this. We have this hearth, so it's like a digital like calendar and board, and it has all their routines and all of that. Molly can upload them like digitally on her phone, so she has all the routines, and it's like if they don't knock them off out, then they like right now it's like kids get like 15 minutes earlier bedtime if they don't complete their hearth. Nolan's is usually his phone's taken away, and then it's a day like he can basically if there are no more infractions, like you'll get it back the next day.
Nice. I might have to text Molly and find out a little bit more about this hearth. And
it's nice.
And
it's good
for the rumbles. Yeah. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. I don't know if he's quite dealing with this gaggle of young ones not doing their chores at home. But one day, Dominic Yates from the Journal Sentinel, Packers multimedia reporter. Dominic, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Good to see you, Mason.
What's Tommy. Up?
I don't know if I was supposed to call you Thunder or John Cena after that dance move he was doing earlier.
I am a big WWE guy.
Did you see my joke? I was doing there?
You were tapping.
Oh,
I'll make you tap out, bro. Yeah. All right.
Things got awkward.
We can talk WWE later, Dominique. But we're excited to have you here today. And we've talked so much about the injuries and last week that it's like, I feel like today is really the day that we've been kind of turning that page. Today's the day where it's like, you've turned the page. We are looking towards Saturday right now.
You have to. I mean, I think every player, the fans, I think you can go through the grieving process. I really knowing, there's no Michael Parsons and some of these other guys, they're going to be, questionable heading into this game. But at the end of the day, it just kind of goes back to square one in terms of this was the roster that you had all of training camp. Like, Micah Parsons didn't show up until 10 days before facing the Lions. So you pretty much already had a sense of what you were going to do anyways going into this season. So now you just have to kind of go back to that and find what works and try to find a way to beat the Bears team. Because, I mean, the season's not over. I know people are kind of down right now because of some of the injuries, and no question, it's a lot of them, but this is still a talented roster with some players that have been playing well this season.
Yeah, remember that first game? I mean, they put up, they beat the Lions without Christian Watson, with Micah Parsons kind of coming in, like doing, you know, just some, like kind of getting his legs under him. You know, his back was bugging him. He wasn't, you know, hadn't practiced all training camp. So this team can get it done. They're just going to have to lean into like a collective of it all, right? Like they're not going to be able to say, Micah Parsons, go get pressure, and then we'll do everything on the back end. It's going to be, all right, how are we going to be creative? And I have a feeling Ben Johnson, he's going to want to try to see if he can't get something on this team. And who knows, takeaways can present themselves. Do you think there's a possibility all of a sudden these 3 weeks, you know, we see a multiple turnover game or takeaway game by this defense just because teams are going to open it up a little bit more?
I think there's a chance. I mean, you could have saw it in Denver.
Yeah, they had their hands on the ball a couple times.
They did. I think Xavier McKinney dropped one or two possible interceptions, even dropped one before that Micah Parsons injury. Yes, so. You know, so the opportunities are going to be there. You know, Caleb Williams, you know, as talented as he is, he can be a magician out there. You know, his completion percentage is not that high. He's going to take risk. I think about the throw in Cleveland where he rolled to the outside and just chucked it up, and DJ Moore made a great catch. So there's going to be situations where he'll put the ball in the air to give the guys a chance to make a play. Keyshawn Nixon's interception to seal the deal just 2 weeks ago in that matchup. So if the ball is in near you, you just have to find a way to capitalize. That's what the Bears do defensively.
Yeah.
And their secondary does a really good job of being ball hawks. So, you know, if the ball heads their way, you just have to find a way to turn it over and try to give you some of that momentum and get the ball back to the offense.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dominique. Okay, so this is like in technically in a normal week, this is like Friday. So last like real work day of the week there in the Packers. What is your prediction on who is going to be available and who's not? I know LaFleur in his press conference before practice said, we'll let you know later this afternoon who's ruled out, because there will probably be some guys. Who like, what's your prediction, just your best guess?
Now, that's $1 million question. I actually pulled up
the list. I know, I'm putting you on the spot. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I put up the list of guys who didn't practice today, and I guess I'll just try to go from there. Josh Jacobs, I think he'll be questionable, but I think he'll give it a go. I think he's one of those guys that you see the way he's played. He doesn't really need much practice, and he's a veteran guy. Because last week in Denver, he missed 2 weeks of practice or 2 days of practice.
Yeah,
came back for Friday walkthrough, and then he played in the game.
And looked good. Yeah,
looked great. Yeah, 40-yard rushing touchdown, the longest since he's been a Packer.
Great
and
catch.
The receiving, the 14-yard receiving catch, that was money. So I think that he's going to try to give it a go. How much he'll play, not sure, but I think he will. Evan Williams, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's probably a 2 week type deal.
Yeah, so I think he'll be at. And on a side note, I think I would be interested to see Javon Bullard play in that safety role and put Nate Hobbs in the slot.
Yeah,
we all want that, Dominique. That's got to happen, right?
Yes, because I think this Packers defense, I think they have to play physical, because the Bears are still going to try to run the ball. And I think that Hobbs, and just the way that he can play physically, I think that could be kind of a good counter for that. Ooh, Zach Tom, I think he'll be questionable, but I think he will try and maybe give it a go, unless he has some setbacks, because, you know, there were no structural damage to the knee. And it sounds like it might even be the back bothering him more than the knee. So I think he might, you know, try to give it a go. I think he'll be questionable. You know, Josh Wiley with the concussion, you know, he'll probably be ruled out. The one that, you know, he missed today's practice, but not really sure, Kingsley Enagbare. He wasn't on the injury report.
I don't want
this
that.
Week.
All right. Maybe it's an illness or just something personal.
Yeah.
Something personal. Yeah. Because the day before, right. Jaden Reed.
That was Jaden Reed, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Exactly. All right. I won't overreact.
I will say, this time of year, I was saying it before, it's like illness, like things like that. You know, it's not uncommon to have guys just
this
like
time of year,
need a day. Yeah.
Hold on real quick. When did Kingsley Enagbare become JJ Enagbare? Has he always been JJ? Did we just miss that?
Yeah, he's always been JJ, okay. Going back to when he was a kid, because he loved that cartoon JJ the Jet Plane.
Okay.
The old cartoon show.
Nice.
Yeah, he loved that show. Because last year, being the new guy, I was like Kingsley, and he's like, everybody calls me JJ. I'm like, why? And he said, yeah, because of that TV show as a kid. So
that's a great
reason. For the nickname. Yeah. But then finally, Christian Watson, I think he'll try to give it a go. I mean, he told us in the locker room, you know, he intends to play. He practiced 2 straight days. So, I think he'll be out there and he'll be able to play. So.
Talk about Christian Watson a little bit, because we started the show kind of talking about, you know, just him, like the words he said, that leadership, kind of showing this toughness that, hey, I had to go to the hospital. Like, they were worried. And whenever I saw how his elbow hit the ground, I thought it was shoulder collarbone type thing. It's a chest injury. You know, they're checking him out. He gets cleared. So that's just a discomfort he's probably having to deal with now, because, like, it seems like there was nothing significantly wrong there. But, like, the words he said, like, what, like, there in the locker room, as you're, you know, guys are asking questions, did you feel like, oh, man, that's, like, did you feel some energy from that? Like, a guy like that, Christian Watson, who's been injured, is an emotional leader, is an impactful player on this team, saying, hey, I'm going to do everything in my power to be on that field. Even if it hurts like heck, I'm going to be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, everyone knows his injury history. He's missed some football. I mean, he just came back, you know, from the ACL. So as long as he feels like he can play and be out there, he's going to, because he's missed a lot of ball throughout his career. And he made the point, which is true, kind of like with Josh Jacobs, like with these guys, you're going to play hurt at this time of the year.
Yeah.
You know, introduce me to the player right now at this point in the season that's not hurt. I'll show you a beach house here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So, you know, he's not going to feel great. Right. So he's not going to feel great by no means. And so I think that, he's going to try to give it a go and see what he can do. You know, how much, not sure. You know, he even mentioned maybe he'll have a brace on that shoulder just to feel comfortable. But he's a guy that he's going to try to do everything in his power to get out there and contribute to this team, because his impact is great, as we've seen since he's been back.
Dominique, I have a question for you, going back to the defensive side. And we talked about the injuries and the predictions of who's going to be available, who's not going to be available for the Green Bay Packers. But this isn't really a time for Jeff Hafley, both because of his playoff push that he's trying to accomplish with the Packers and maybe the job interview he's lining up for with the New York Giants, for him to really have any excuses, it feels like. How difficult is it to revert back to the plans before Micah Parsons, in your opinion, for Jeff Hafley? Or do you see that being an easier transition than maybe the fan base might see, because of what this defense was last year, just having to now be implemented this year, maybe more so?
That's a great question. And I think in ways it's going to be difficult when you have a player like that that's out of the game, because he was playing just so well. And this team was able to thrive off of that pass rush because of some of the inconsistencies in the secondary. It's going to be a tough task, but I think it's just going to take a collective effort. I think they could have a big boost if Brenton Cox Jr. is activated off injury reserve and he's able to play, because in 7 games, when he did play, he had like 4 sacks, had some pressures, and he played well. Ironically, last year, his first sack was on Caleb Williams in Soldier Field.
Nice.
So, I think there's going to be it's just going to be a collective effort from the group. So I think it's going to be big for Hafley to show how creative he can be, and how he's just going to use players. I'm watching the linebackers as well, especially in the run defense and containing Caleb Williams. So, Edrin Cooper can have a big game and be explosive. If Quay Walker can play well, Isaiah McDuffie can play well. And the secondary, they just don't give up the explosive plays. And just contain Caleb Williams. If you can keep him in the pocket, you should feel so much better about your chances. So it's going to be all on Hafley to make sure that they can contain him.
And one more follow-up then. How frequent do you think we could expect to see a package where you have a Quay Walker, a McDuffie, and a Cooper all on the field at the same time?
I think you could see that quite a bit, because,
especially with the run game, right?
Yes, because of that run game, I think you have to, and I think you have to be creative with some blitz packages. I am curious how much they'll blitz, because I'm sure that, you know, Halfley will be, I guess, concerned about the secondary, and he doesn't want to see guys get burnt out there. And but again, a lot of it too will be dependent on the health of the Bears, because with Romeo Dunze, he's been dealing with some injuries. Luther Burden has been dealing with some injuries. They have talented tight ends, but you know, some of their better receivers aren't on the field. Right. I think you could have that opportunity to be creative in blitz. But yes, to answer your question, I think you you could see a lot of that.
We got Dominique Yates joining the Mason Crosby Show. You can find him.
The real D. Yates.
That real D. Yates. Not the fake D. Yates, for sure. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Packers beat writer. I got a question. Going back to some injury stuff, and I hate to talk about this, and I feel bad for the guy, but Marshawn Lloyd. Like, what? Like, do you think he ever plays for the Packers, like, again? Like, do you think this is just kind of like, man, we got to kind of kick the tires on this, because it's, you know, he is just injury prone and can't get on the field.
Mason, I wish I knew the answer to that question. And it sounds like they've tried everything to investigate and figure it out. Maybe it goes back to an ACL injury he had in college, because he just continually deals with the lower leg injuries. But
yeah.
I mean, there's no surprises that the Packers are going to try everything and just ad nauseum to try to get him on the field, because you see the talent, you see the potential. You just don't see many running backs with his size, with that speed in his cut. So I think, I don't know. Yes, I'll just say yes. One day we'll see him on the field and play for the Packers. If he finishes the game, who knows? But I think that, yes, they'll try everything possible to just have him on the field and
to get him back in the fold. All right.
Yeah, because he can change a game because of his speed. That's something that this Packers, they don't have that from the running back position. Yeah. So I think they're going to try.
I mean, that sounds nice. Wouldn't that be nice if they had a game breaker?
I just don't even see how they fit another running back on this team. I mean, like, we were just talking about that, Dominique, too, in the last segment. That feels like an area of this team that you can specifically point to and see regression from last year's team versus this year's team.
The running game.
The running game in general. But yet, it's the exact same group of guys. They spent a whole bunch of money on the offensive line.
It's not the same group
Correct.
Of guys.
It's the same running back room, but the offensive line was, you know, that was where they invested more money than anywhere else on top of it right now. And I'm confused, Dominique, as to why the game is regressed so much in the running side of things.
I think there's a couple of things to that. Number one, the early half of the season, because they didn't have Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, their speedy receivers to stretch the field, defenses were able to load the box. So because of that, it was more difficult for them to have some success there. The other part of that was the play of the offensive line. They really struggled early. The Elgton Jenkins moved to center. It didn't work out early on to start the season. Aaron Banks dealt with a lot of injuries. And so, you know,
he wasn't really playing
well. Zach Tom with the oblique. You know, they were trying to work with Anthony Belton here and there and Jordan Morgan. They just really haven't been able to find a spot for him on the field and at the offensive line. And, you know, Rashid Walker, you know, he struggled at times as well. So I just think it's been because of so many inconsistencies, and they just didn't have, you could say, the full arsenal of weapons on offense, that they were just able to, defenses were just able to load the box and take away the run. But I do think you've seen a little bit more success in the run game down the stretch because of how Sean Ryan has played at center.
And moving
Anthony Belton at guard.
Yeah.
I was pushing for that for 6 weeks.
Yep,
like, no question about it, because of how physical and just, he's just a big body and how he's been able to play. And then again, Banks has been healthier as well. So I think that's why you've been able to see more of those, you know, 40-yard rushing touchdowns, and why the run game has been a little bit better, just because of what they've had.
Question to you, and this kind of, you know, goes towards the end of the season, off season. Do you see Quay Walker in a Packers jersey next year?
Ooh. Too early, Mace.
You think so?
Maybe.
His play, like, okay, just with how he's played this year, all that, like, do you think?
I don't even want to think about being sad.
This Packers team should, like, the organization should give him, you know, give him a good contract and keep him around.
It's hard because they really do like him. And yeah. I think this has been his best season, you know, since he's been a Packer. So I think a lot of it will just come down to the money in terms of how much he'll want and how much they'll be willing to pay. I don't know. Maybe not. I think a lot of it might be dependent on what they've seen from like Tyron Hopper and some guys like that in practice, especially because, you know, I don't know if they'd want to do this long term, but Isaiah McDuffie did a really good job when he filled in at middle linebacker.
Yeah.
You know, he had the interception. I can't even remember the game now. That shows you, you know, how crazy things have been over the past, you know, few weeks. So, you know, my gut would say probably not. That they wouldn't, you know,
he's gonna. I wouldn't be surprised. He's gonna kick the tires in free agency. I think it'd be unwise not to see if there's a team out there that will throw a ridiculous number at him just because of his tangible ability, you know, at that position.
Yep.
So yeah, it'll be curious. I know the Packers, how they do things. They'll throw a team friendly deal at him, you know, like, you know, tell him, you know, we love you. Like, this is your best, you know, best fit. This is where you're at. Like, this is what we can do. If you don't want to take that, go test the market and we'll see what happens. So, for me, that's probably what's going to happen with him. But, yeah, I think having Quay and Edger and Cooper together for a while, sounds like I think that is the recipe to keep this defense playing at a high level for, you know, 3 or 4 years to come.
Yes, because, I mean, they've done a terrific job in terms of just not only when they had blitz, but how they've contained quarterbacks and in the run defense. And because, like, anytime a team tries to run any, you know, jet sweeps or tries to get to the outside, you can't do that on this team because those linebackers are so good at that. So, yeah, I think they will try to keep everyone intact because, I mean, the talent is there, you know, especially if they can have everyone on board and healthy next season. I think this team would be right continually in that Super Bowl conversation.
All right, I'm going to ask you one more. I don't know if the guys have anything else before we let you go. But, all right, this game, I looked at the weather. Night game, Saturday night, it's going to cool off. The wind's going to be blowing there in Chicago. Which of these teams do you favor in kind of, you know, if the conditions unravel a little bit, if it's windy, if it's, you know, if it's cooling off, all of that, who do you favor in a game with those types of conditions?
If it's windy and in that condition, to be honest with you, because of how well they run the ball, I think the Bears would have the advantage when you have a two-headed monster like Swift and Monongai. You know, that can be a problem, and they do have solid tight ends. And, you know, Caleb Williams can scramble and run the ball well, not saying the Packers – I can't do that, but I think that if conditions can be out of their favor, I think it does favor the Bears. But other than that, I think this game is going to come down to, if the Packers win it, it's because Jordan Love is continually playing at a high level, and he has played really well. And I think that if he can continually put this offense on his back and just lead them down the field and score, the Packers can win this game. Because as I mentioned earlier, the season is not over. I think that they still have plenty of opportunities when you take on a Ravens team next week that might not even make the playoffs. The Vikings are already eliminated. So, you know, I think if Jordan can keep the guys together and rally them, I think that, you know, they still have a chance to win some games.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go.
Let's go. Anything else, fellas?
Not just keep up the great work.
Yeah, we'll appreciate
you. Follow you, Real D Yates, and we'll definitely talk to you. Have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, all the things.
Yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Yeah, even as a sidebar, personally, my parents, they'll be driving up to Wisconsin for the first time.
Nice.
All right,
taking them to the beach house. Let's go. Yes.
We're gonna get them out of Kentucky for a couple of days and. Introduce them to cheese curds and ice cream.
Well, I'm driving down to Florida, so I'll wave to
them. Pass them on the road.
As they're driving north and we're driving south, I'll wave on our way.
It's smart to drive in. I can't tell you how many times my parents so and family better. Tried to fly up this time of year and, like, you know, got stuck in Minnesota or Chicago. And, like, you know, then they the trek across. I think it was Chicago my rookie year. They got stuck in Minneapolis and then had to take a rental car across. Took them, you know, 8-10 hours, something like that, to get across because of the snowstorm.
Oh, I could imagine Jim just like swearing up a storm as he's driving this car.
Oh, he was, yeah.
So mad.
He was salty. The only car available was a Ford Mustang also, so they were just slipping and sliding. So tell your parents to be careful, take their time, and yeah, enjoy it up there.
Thank you guys so much, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thanks, Tom. That's Dominique Yates with the Journal Sentinel, the Packers multimedia reporter, does a great job covering the team, and he's locked in. He is ready.
Yep.
He is ready. No doubt about it.
I think he's positive. He's optimistic.
By the way, Mason, the NBA Cup happened, and we know the Knicks won. If you remember on Tuesday,
surprising.
I said I like the Spurs, but I really like the under. And of course, it was the Knicks in the over. So I think we're continuing as we get to our picks in the next segment. Like, maybe just go the opposite way of what I say out loud, and you're going to be a rich man this
week. Yeah, I know. I won $5,000 off that bet.
I mean, smart. You know, pay for all your Christmas gifts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh.
Against Thunder.
Exactly. Just fade him. Just fade him.
He's Mason Crosby. He's Tommy Wirtz. I'm Mitch Nellis. We make our weekly picks next here on The Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.